What's some red flags for you?
Demanding of anything. Attitude for sure. Like that's always gonna be like my top one.
Oh, not being grateful. Gratitude is a major key. So lack of gratitude is a major red flag.
Fireable offense. Yep. Nah, yeah. Attitude, not being grateful, not being thoughtful. And it's just subtle things. Like I was even talking to Yomi.
Shout out to Yomi
day before yesterday. And she was just like, oh, you know, talking about somebody in particular. She's like, yeah, her disposition, not the best. Wrap that shit up. Cool. Like, you can't be rude to my friends. And fellas, I'll say this too. If a woman knows that she can play you with your family or friends, you're not a man. You shouldn't let nobody walk over your family and friends. Your family and friends are going to be there even when that shit is not good for you. So, but yeah, being ungrateful, not thoughtful.
What if your family and friends are pieces of shit people?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to not have that. I had the ones that were like that, I got rid of for sure. Sent them packing in the 08, 09 recession cycle. Let me clear house, get around some better people. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's true. They can still be pieces of shit. You can't violate. Like, Dirk, only the family. Only the family can get into it. You an outsider. So.
That's true. But yeah. Little Yachty said, he don't like broke women and not to date them. Is that advisable?
You got me. I shouldn't answer this, but I am, because it's blackout. I'm with them. Fellas, I'm 2025, because a lot of times, it's a sign too, a red flag. The ones who be screaming, I'm not dating no brokey, usually be broke.
What defines broke?
I don't know. They saw some shit on TikTok, and I don't know, because I'll ask them.
No, like, I'm saying, like, for you, and like, what is your definition of broke?
A woman who is not investing into herself and or the market.
Well, most people aren't investing into the market.
So I can't fuck them. It is what it is. Like, hard boundary. Sorry, too much of a liability. As fine as you may be, sorry.
So what's your financial threshold that you for yourself that they have to meet? Like, what do they have to meet financially for you to be?
It's a great question. You at least got to make 200, 150, 200.
So now we're getting somewhere. So in order for Ian Dunlap to take a woman seriously.
I'm not trying to be on Shade Room. Come on. Go ahead. God. Hey, shout out to Oboy. 100 grand, not a lot of money. Bro, can't we all just get along? But yes.
So for you to take them seriously, they got to make at minimum $150,000 a year.
Yeah, because all the other ones, like, okay, I dated someone who's made less. And then she was like, oh, I hated dating broke men, or she would say brokies, and I'm like, but to me, you're broke. Scales. Like, if I dated somebody who was 27 times my income, I would be broke to them. So, like, and it's not about the money, because I don't need you to do anything for me, but it does show some things about career projection, stick-to-itiveness. And then you can't date a person who doesn't have anything to lose. Can't do it. I did she didn't do nothing, and I tried the elevator and had to put on the elevator. Tried it. Sorry. So I'm not anti women that may not have their career established, but yeah, I can't be dating somebody who had no career, or they're just getting started in their career. Too much to lose. Too much to lose. What about you? Is there a minimum? Or is love enough equity to get the job done?
I never really thought about it. I never really thought about, like, I never asked a person how much money they made. I never thought about a minimum.
All you got to ask is ask what you do and go on a glass door. That's fine.
Glass door. You know, nowadays, nobody works. That's another thing. I was talking to my trainer today, and I was saying that nobody really works a job anymore. So it's kind of hard to gauge, right? Because it's gauge, like, it. You don't know how, because it's not like most people are not working.
What are most people doing?
That's an interesting dynamic. I don't know. They're doing a variety of different stuff. Like, they're doing.
That's a diversified portfolio, right?
They're doing all kinds of different businesses and influencer type situation. And most people that I'm around don't work. I'll say that. Like, the people that I'm around, I'm not around the people that work.
So, what's some of the careers?
I don't know how much this person is making, men or women, right? Like, I don't know, like, this dude, I'm like, yo, I don't know how much he's actually making.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I could Google how much somebody that, you know, is party promoting slash owns 5% of a restaurant slash, I don't know. I don't really know.
You can guesstimate.
You can guesstimate for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely guesstimate for sure. But for me, I guess it's somebody that can sustain themselves. I'll say that. If you can sustain yourself, you're not broke. That's how I look at it. If you can sustain yourself with no outside help, you're not broke. Meaning, like, if you can, if your bills are paid, you got somewhere to live, you know, transportation, like, you can eat, you got a kid, your kid's taken care of. If you can sustain yourself, you're not broke. You're not broke if you paying your rent, you're paying your bills, you're not broke. To me, that's how I look at it. Yeah.
So your daddy girl that's like making like $29,000 a year?
You can't sustain yourself with $29,000 a year.
If you live in bumfuck Kentucky, maybe. Rural area. Shout out to Kentucky. I'm from the Midwest, so.
Yeah, but I mean, just geographically, right? Like, we're never going to cross paths.
She may go to InvestFest. I'm your biggest fan. Oh, yo, if you try to get me this year a sign, do what Carisha did.
The sign. Big sign. But put it in chat. What are you guys' requirements? Men and women. This is interesting. For men.
Yeah.
For men.
Men don't be having no requirements.
Do you have any financial requirements for the women that you're dating? And for women, do you have any financial requirements? I have a strong suspicion that I don't think either one has financial requirements. I don't think most women have financial requirements for men.
No.
Don't let social media fool you. Most women do not have financial requirements for men. And most men do not have financial requirements for women. I don't think that that's something that is the first thought process.
No. Not if you really care about somebody. No. Not at all. And most of those people you see on social media who had them requirements, that got to be requirements for their clients at night. Or sometimes they do day work.
The shit's not real. Like, I've been all around the world.
Yep.
95% of the time, like 99% of the time. That's not real. I don't see women that's like, how much do you make? Like, of course you're going to be attracted to somebody that could potentially have a higher earning. That's just human nature. But as far as like this, you got to make this amount of money and you got to do this. I just haven't seen that.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works. For members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.